As Gabriel Jesus scored twice for Manchester City. I've got that and more for you at 7:30.
Good morning. Gauteng Premier David Makhura has warned the city of Johannesburg that should the election of a new mayor not take place today, the provincial government will intervene decisively. Makhura also raised concerns about developments in the Tshwane municipality, saying there's administration and governance chaos and that he's waiting for a report from Corporate of Governance and Traditional Affairs and Human Settlement MEC, Lebogang Maile. Maile has written a letter to or advising Johannesburg Council Speaker Vasco da Gama to convene in a meeting with chief whips of all parties before the council meeting today, before a new mayor is elected.
The excuse that there was no proper legal interpretation of a majority, it's an excuse, it's convenient, and it's tantamount to subverting democracy. And we view this in a very serious light. This is why the provincial government, on Thursday, we will announce further practical measures that will be taken in both Tshwane and Johannesburg.
A man who allegedly killed Kgomolemo Legae Mashetla of Ramasadi in Mahikeng in the Northwest Province by stabbing her numerous times and dousing her body with petrol is expected to appear in the Molopo Magistrates Court this morning. The incident happened on Sunday. The police's Sabata Mokgabone.
The suspect was handed over to the police by his brother on Monday. The suspect is expected to appear in the Molopo Magistrate Court today. And unlike social media reports, Kgomolemo was stabbed 5 times, but her body also had 2 scratches, not 25 times as it was indicated in the social media.
Public Enterprises Minister Praveen Gridhon has again rubbished claims by some opposition parties that the new Eskom CEO Andre de Ruyter has been appointed because Gridhon is against transformation. He was speaking during a question and answer session in the National Assembly yesterday involving ministers in the economic cluster.
Some 85% of senior people in these SOEs are black and some 66% are African, and according to their annual reports, you'll find that the numbers vary between 75% and 65% across the board. So any implication about racism of one kind or another is wrong.
Fuel price adjustments for this month have come into effect from midnight. The price of petrol has increased by 22 cents a litre. The diesel price, however, has gone down by between 15 and 16 cents a litre. The wholesale price of illuminating paraffin has decreased by over 17 cents a litre. However, the maximum retail price for LP gas has also increased by 1 rand 2 cents per kilogram. And finally, South Korean actor Cha In-ha has been found dead in his home. This is the country's third young celebrity to die in the past 2 months, amid growing debate about the intense social pressures artists face. Police say Cha's cause of death is not immediately known. The 27-year-old made his movie debut in 2017 and was previously a member of the 5-member boy band Surprise You, which released 2 albums. Recapping your top story at 7, Gauteng Premier David Makhura has warned the city of Johannesburg that should the election of a new mayor not take place today, the provincial government will intervene decisively. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder.
Live loud with the Roger Good Show on 5 FM. It's all good.
So let's start off with you. I've got this WhatsApp coming through. Esterhout in Bromhof backed up very, very slow, so take it easy. Western Cape, Kales River, R300 northbound is now queuing traffic towards the Van Buren Riebeck Road. Gauteng Centurion, N14 southbound, a crash before Brakfontein interchange is queuing traffic. Kloof M13 eastbound, a crash and stationary truck on Fields Hill, and it's heavy traffic through Kloof towards Pinetown. Cape Town, N1 inbound queuing traffic.